So we drove down to the Garden Peninsula of the UP, and when we arrived, we were still pulling into the parking lot, and we could see dead birds just washed up everywhere. And it was a windswept day, huge waves, cold. It was in November. And as we walked down to the water's edge, you know, it was a field. About, it was just there was this endless shoreline of scattered bird carcasses in all different stages of decay. It was overwhelming. Because if someone told me what they witnessed, I would think they were exaggerating. I don't think I believe the scope of it.
Massive bird die-offs like this one have been on the rise since the 1960s. It's a complex phenomenon. It has to do with something called botulism. Botulism exists all around us everywhere. It's not normally a problem, except when circumstances are just right. And this perfect storm of circumstance has been on the rise. Low lake levels, warmer temps, and the spread of invasive species all contribute. Liz LaPlante is with the Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, in the lower lakes, the lower food web has collapsed almost completely, which has then resulted in a fisheries collapse. It's a complex ecosystem interaction, but essentially the zebra, and now it's mostly the quagga mussels, you know, because they've been able to, you know, grab a foothold. They, you know, what they do is they filter the water. They're such great, efficient, you know, filters that the water is now extremely clear. So people say, oh, wow, this looks really clean, but it's not a good thing. So then sunlight can now reach to lower depths, which then can cause the growth of algae, which and the algae growth does a couple things. One, it makes the botulism in the, you know, the existing, you know, soil be more bioavailable. The algae also is able to bloom now and take up, you know, a lot of the oxygen. So it depletes the oxygen. So then the fish come along, you know, eat the, you know, the algae, you know, die from the botulism. So they're floating or they're, you know, acting funny. So then the seabirds come down and eat the fish because they're so easy to catch. And then you have these massive die-offs, these bird die-offs. One of the most infamous ones happened at in Upper Lake Michigan.
So botulism spores make their way through the food chain from algae blooms through these invasive mussels to fish and eventually birds and other animals. Once botulism gets in an animal's system, it causes paralysis. Joe Kaplan is a biologist. He was with George on the beach that day during the die-off.
We came across an adult male long-tailed duck that was in paralysis. And that was just struggling to try to get back out into the lake and was just getting battered by the waves until it was exhausted. And came up on shore and, you know, we just filmed it and George filmed it. And, you know, we were just there at the time that it took its last breath. That bird died right at sunset. It was a beautiful sunset. And long-tailed duck is one of the most beautiful North American waterfowls. So, I mean, Everything was okay, except for, of course, this botulism.
In the last 10 years or so, the pace of these mass die-offs seemed to be picking up. And it's still a problem today. Sue Jennings is a biologist at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore on Lake Michigan.
Since 2000, we've documented over 100,000 birds that have succumbed to this toxin. During those years of the really high numbers or the high outbreaks where we're documenting hundreds if not thousands of birds, it's very distressing. It's not uncommon for our monitors or visitors to come upon either a dead bird on the shoreline or a bird that is sick and struggling. And because it's a neurotransmitter, it affects their muscle. The muscle groups are unable to hold their head up. Quite often they drown in the water. Watching a bird struggle that way in the water or on the shoreline can be horrifying.
invasive species can wreak havoc on ecosystems. In Lake Michigan and the rest of the lower Great Lakes, they're causing a total food web collapse. On Lake Superior, we're lucky. It hasn't gotten to that point. Tune in February 17th for the conclusion of our segment on the bird and fish die-offs. You can check out George Desort's video of the long-tailed duck and other pictures he took that day on the beach in Lake Michigan at wtip.org/Lake Superior Project. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Program producers are Barbara Jean Johnson and Kelly Schoenfelder. This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. To learn more, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.